great to have Alan Rodway in the studio, regular part of our Sunday afternoons post the footy season. Your coach online, check him out. Good to see you, Al. And, well, you're looking a little bit cooler. It has cooled down a bit outside, I believe.
Good to see you too, BP. It's dropped 10 degrees in the last three quarters of an hour, I think. It's lovely outside now.
Nice. Well, you wouldn't know. I mean, it's just we're just a bit comfort in here. I've been in, happy to stay here.
Lap of luxury.
The mattress. Yeah. For those that haven't tuned into Al before, he's a great source for us on a Sunday. And if you're in business and you can sort of relate this to a lot of different things, you'll get some key points out of this. And we always ask you to share a bit of your own journey as well that might help the other listeners. 9429 1116. For business, the topic today, it's all about the why.
It's a bit deep and meaningful, this, and in some ways it's difficult to talk about and explain exactly what we're trying to say here. But businesses are involved in three things. They're involved in what they supply, they're involved in how they supply it, but they're also involved, and this is the really important one, why they supply it. And for some, what we would argue and what there's a lot of research around that shows, and it doesn't matter what the size of your business is, because this is about high performance for business, is for some businesses it's very difficult to explain what the why is. If you look, say, at a medical practice or an educational institution, yep, or a law firm, yeah, it's pretty easy to say, well, we're in business because we want people to be healthy, or we're in business because we want children and teenagers to be well situated for life through education. But what if you supply pens and widgets and paper clips and so on? It's a completely different story. But if you back away too far from the fundamental purpose of why you're involved in business, you're really going to disturb the customer experience. So there's two parts to this: is what's the why for your business, and really that to answer that, you really should be starting with the word because. Is it, and force yourself within a business to say because. Mm. So the educational institution will say because all children should be educated well to situate themselves well for life. Or the accounting firm might say, well, because everyone in business or all taxpayers should be paying a reasonable amount of money or should have a good lifestyle or should enjoy themselves running a business. For me, in your coaching line, is because I genuinely believe that everybody should enjoy their careers and they should be successful in doing that. Sure. I absolutely believe that.
Yeah, no doubt.
And that should permeate everything that comes out of my mouth. It should permeate what I provide to a client, even how I charge for it. But come back again and say, if I sell pens, then what am I then going to say? You know, that everyone should have a good pen or everyone should be able to write well or whatever. Mm. So it becomes very easy for a business to say, well, it's too hard for us to answer that question because what we provide, it's a bit hard to connect to. But you should not back away from that question. We should be very clear internally as to what our purpose is. What is it that we're about? And we need our staff to connect to that as well. And we need it very obvious to the marketplace while we're doing that. I'll give you an example. I was in at South Bank last week in Melbourne. We, yep, went, my wife and I and kids went into a cafe, and I just sort of leaned across the counter because whatever I was going to ask. I said, you know, hi, mate. And the guy just looked at me straight away. He was obviously really busy, and he just said, I can't hear you, mate. Ask someone else. He said, what?
Yeah.
So we actually left. I didn't say anything. We can't hear you, mate. Ask. So you go, what's the purpose of that? It's certainly not that people should enjoy an outdoor experience in a cafe in Melbourne. It, yeah, was just, you're in my road, I'm trying to make coffee and you're interrupting me.
Yeah.
That happens all the time, though. If you go into a retail outlet, you get a sense of this. You feel something. You feel why people are in there. If they're looking at their watches and they can't wait to go home, and people will feel it from us on air. You know, if this is just a gig for us, yep, and we don't really mean it, then they'll pick that up and they'll turn off really, really quickly. That's not, you know, it's not true to what he's saying his fundamental purpose is. So the what and the how that we in business provide will come much more easily to us if we're able to answer that question because. Because what? What's your purpose in being involved?
Start with why, not how, as the SMSs come through, the first one.
Absolutely. You've got to start with the why. It will affect who you're recruiting into your business. It'll affect how they perform. It will affect what they say about your business. It'll affect how they go about it. It will absolutely affect the customer experience.
And you talked about, you know, the staff. So you own a business and you're employing staff, and I can think of a person, I won't name him, but off the top of my head, I know the business quite intimately, and I know that that person who works in the business isn't a shareholder or a partner, it's just an employee, but he has this great feeling for the business because the leaders have set the foundations of why we are actually here, And the staff have bought in so well, it's, they almost feel like it is their business as well, even though they don't get the extra benefits on top.
Yeah, absolutely. You could take go to sports coaching, and the person who, say, heads up that coaching team should be very clear, and it should be very easy for the rest of the coaching group and the players to connect to the same thing. We always go back to Luke Beveridge and say it's just so obvious to the entire football community as to how much his heart was in that. If you said to him, "What's your because?" Now, I don't know what his words would be, but it would have something to do with the welfare of these young men that he has responsibility for. And you can see how strongly he embraces that. And you can see how strongly all of his coaching staff and the entire football club have embraced that.
Yep.
Even the business that you're involved in with Match Day, with Rick Irwin. Mm. Why? What's the because? Yeah. What's the because? And if I had to guess it, I'd say, well, people coaching people in teams, we should represent something. We should be doing something for their lives, not just winning a match, not just winning a quarter, not just getting stats, but it should be making an impact to people. Coaches who speak like that connect to players and organisations much more easily.
Absolutely. So for those out there listening, Elle, in different fields, let's maybe give a few examples, whether you're in the sort of, you know, medical profession or the building profession or accounting or retailing or plumbing, just to, I suppose, for those people driving around today who might be in those fields, how they should be thinking about what they're doing.
Yeah. Well, I said before with accountants, I mean, surely, if I had to pull words out of the air, I'd say, well, surely accountants should be, if you're acting for someone who owns a business like I do and like yourself, then because you should be able to sleep at night. You should be able to enjoy running your business. Okay, we're always going to have our stresses and strains. It's not a perfect world. But you should be able to enjoy running your business and you should be able to sleep at night. Surely an accounting firm would want to say that. Or a law firm would want to say, because people who deal with us should feel comfortable and feel protected by what we're doing for them. Or if it's a medical practice, surely it's because, you know, patients should have the comfort of what we're providing for them in mentally as well as physically for that. People who build houses or real estate agents, I mean, it's just so obvious what that connection should be, that if you build your house with us, it should be a really good experience and you should feel good about the experience, not just the home when it's finished, not a nightmare as you move through it.
Yeah, absolutely. No doubt about that. 9429 1116, if you want to jump on. We are going to squeeze in a break and we're going to come back and get into the guts of this. 0433 98 1116 on the SMS. Of course, you can find Ellen at yourcoachonline.com.au if you're just tuning in for the first time. Plenty of live sport about. A busy Sunday at 23-3. 20-3, Alan Rodway with us at yourcoachonline.com.au, 9429 1116 if you want to jump on and be a part of the segment. For business, it is all about the why. So we might look at, Elle, just a few points that are pretty crucial to actually getting all of this right.
Let's do that. The first thing is that it has to relate to the customer and not just the business. It can't be about, if it's my business, it can't be about me and what I'm trying to achieve. It's got to have a very strong relationship to what the customer is about as well. And secondly, the customer has to sense this. Like, there's no point. One of the things that business, and I'm really critical of this, that business falls into such a trap of using a lot of words to describe some pretty fancy things that we'd like to be involved with, but we actually don't deliver on. And that's everything from marketing slogans to the whole mission and vision, all that sort of stuff, which a customer will see through really, really quickly if you're not genuine in that. So there has to be some testing of that to say, well, the customer will sense this, that if I truly believe that if in your career you should be enjoying it and you should be successful in it, then I have to have a client sense that from me, that that's truly my belief in the way you relate to me. The next bit's really important, and that is to, I'd strongly say, don't turn it into a slogan.
Yep.
Don't do that. Don't try and create something that says, you know, we'll put this as a tagline on our website. That's taking the easy road, really, that you should be able to go to your customer base and your own staff and say, what's the very reason we exist? And they should be saying it, whether they're using exactly those words or not. They should be saying, we exist because people who come into this medical practice should feel really good about that, that we do help them, that we make them feel more mentally relaxed because we are their provider, that your staff should be saying it, your patient should be saying that. So don't turn it into a slogan. I'd keep right away from that, because the true test is what would your customers say about their experience with you. So there's a few in that. It's not the same as strengths. It's not like saying, oh, we've got a really good product and it's a reasonable price and we provide it efficiently to you and we're easy to contact. That's a lot more about the sort of the how and the what. And it's a lot more about strengths in that. And keep away from that and bring it back to the why. The next bit, I've had a lot of businesses come back to me about this very issue and say, we are really struggling to determine our business why. And they almost give in because of that. And you can't. It's otherwise, how do you recruit people? What are you going to say? And none of this is suggesting you're not allowed to make money in business. I mean, as if. I'm a business coach. Of course, yeah, it's not. There's nothing wrong with saying, and we need to make money out of it. Of course you do, or you wouldn't even exist in the first place.
Yeah, yeah.
But if it's all about that, that will come through as well.
Mm.
So there's a number of points in that you've got to have people connected. I did some work for an engineering business some years ago, and it was an environmental engineering business. And the owner of that business was adamant and so clear that that business existed to improve the environment. Now, okay, that would be in his little patch. He's a fairly prominent engineer, by the way, environmental engineer. But he was really crystal clear on that. So people wanted to work in his business because they bought into that. We actually want to do something for the environment here. It's like, you know, if you're a nurse, you want to work in that hospital. You're a teacher, you want to work in that educational institution. If you're a plumber, you want to work in that business because why? Because why? You say, what's the answer to that? Imagine if there isn't an answer, if there's an answer that people don't connect to.
Yep.
Well, it's all about the owner.
Yep.
And I just want to make money. And I want to use you as an employee to make money for my family. Well, and I'm not saying anything wrong with that moral. I'm not criticizing. I'm saying that might be a harder gig than if you had a more fundamental purpose for a community aspect or something like that. So there's a lot in it.
Yeah, and everyone, as we sort of touched on before, I mean, getting everyone's buy-in, which is one of the hardest things.
Yep.
You know, purely, you know, because of philosophy, I suppose, or everyone, you know, like opinions.
Yep.
everyone's got a slightly different slant and trying to get everyone on the same page.
If you look at how sport can, and I would argue has gone off the rails in too many instances, that's simply my little opinion, has gone off the rails in too many instances where the why has become a lot more about winning almost at all costs as distinct from what someone like a Luke Beveridge or would say. When you confuse that, what's the real purpose of this? You can get it horribly, horribly wrong. That's to me, that sport becomes guilty of that. When that becomes confused, you start making decisions and doing things that don't work and can even hurt people.
Yep.
Business makes the same mistake if it all becomes about money. That's what I'm saying. It has to be more to it. You make the money if the fundamental purpose is really clear and people want to work with you because of that. And they buy into that. And then you don't have to train them to deliver well on customer service. You don't have to train them to stay back the 10 minutes because they want to.
Yep.
And it's not fairyland. It's reality. Businesses that are really successful do that. I want to work with you because I will do that for the customer because I know the answer to that.
Mm.
So there's a lot more to it than just the easy parts go to what we produce and how we produce it.
Yep.
And it's reasonably priced. That's easy. Anyone can do that. But you know what? Your competitors are all doing that.
Yeah, no doubt.
So now how will you distinguish yourself?
Can a business's why change over time?
Absolutely it can. Absolutely it can. And that becomes the second challenge. It might be hard to establish it in the first place, but it can change over. There's nothing wrong with that, and businesses therefore need to watch that over time.
At 94291116, if you want to be a part of it, Ellen Rodway is the voice here in the studio, yourcoachonline.com.au. And our topic, of course, today that we are covering here on 1116 SEN for Business, it's all about the why. Now, I think you got a little example of Apple and the great Apple. We weave them into this segment from time to time.
We do it a lot. Every time we get horrible texts, whenever I praise Apple, people would text in and say, oh, Apple aren't innovative, Apple aren't this. Well, they actually are. They're not perfect, of course. It's sort of, let's imagine that, and I think I said this on air a couple of years ago, if the Apple iPhone, okay, it's not the bee's knees of everything anymore and so on, but imagine if Apple said, you know, buy our iPhone because it's slender and it only weighs X amount of, you know, grams or whatever it does, and it looks okay, and it syncs with everything, and it can update on it, and it costs $800, whatever. Would you buy one? The answer is maybe. The answer is maybe. Apple's why is we make your life easier. And please don't text in 4,000 times saying they don't always do it, because of course they don't. But that is their why. We make your life easier. And that what that does, now that, notice that's not the slogan though, but that's actually what it is to be part of Apple. We might get, we make your life easier, which leaves the consumer with the questions, how do you do that? And what do you provide to me to do that? That's where we want a consumer, for you to ask those questions of us. How will you make my life easier? Mm. How will you make my... Not for the business to provide that to me and say, we provide iPhones, this is what they cost, and here's how they work. Because then I'll say, why should I buy one?
Yep.
We want Apple... Apple are very good at doing it, saying, we'll make your life better and easier. How do you do it? We'll have a look at our iPhone, have a look at our iPod, have a look at Apple Macs. Okay, they're not perfect and so on. But you couldn't criticize Apple and say they have had no success in this arena. They've had a lot, but competitors come at them, of course, as should happen.
Yeah, well, I suppose it's that, you know, why should I actually deal with you first?
Absolutely.
You talked about
it is,
you know, going to the cafe. That's a first impression. It's massive.
Massively important. It's why is it that I should deal with you? The business has to say because. Now, if you're going to say because our product is reasonable, Now you are saying exactly what your competitors are saying, And I suspect that it won't turn your employees on. Now, this still leaves the problem for the plumbers and the carpenters and the people selling widgets to get to what the answer to that question is. But you've already got that problem. I didn't create that. You've got it. You need to solve it. You need to come up with something that your people will buy into so that the customer experience flows from that, as distinct from how do we train people in customer service, which will go quickly out the window when people are tired or don't feel they're being paid well enough or whatever it is.
Al, checking your customer experience, let's run through a few points on that.
Yeah, well, you have to move from the business's why to what the customer experience is, and businesses should be testing this.
Yep.
It can't be the opinion within the business of, well, we provide a really good customer experience. Yeah, that, so what? I mean, it doesn't matter what people within the business think. It matters what the customer is actually experiencing and what they feel. Well, you know, word of mouth is still really prominent. Social media will kill you or make you these days. So you really have to test it, and it should be coming from opinion from outside. So you do have to get the customer opinion. You have to get objective feedback and even using mystery shoppers is really, really important these days to find out what is the customer experience that's going on. And so there's some ways to go about it. Objectivity, external opinion, mystery shoppers, what's the feedback you're getting it? How are you getting it? Is it valid? How often are you getting it? What's it telling you? What are you doing about it? What's it all add up to in terms of the customer experience? Because that's the be-all and end-all of where business is now.
Okay. Some of the steps that you recommend in order to follow the, to check on that customer experience that you're actually delivering?
Yep. Frequency is the king of this, king or queen, to be politically correct. Frequency means that I don't want to do a customer survey once every 6 months. I mean, honestly, if that's what we're about, I think we've missed the boat by about 6 years. It can't be about a customer survey. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about frequent, valid feedback on that customer experience. So if I talk about the sort of cafe last week, they will probably never know of the experience I had in there. But we certainly wouldn't go back, and we certainly wouldn't recommend it to anybody else.
Let's have a quick chat to Frank on the road. He's called in. Welcome to you, Frank.
Hey, g'day, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Great show.
Good on you, Frank.
Look, I can hear all the moralistic views about running your own business and wanting to do all the right things, but realistically, these days, if you're running your own business, you're in it to make money.
Yep.
It costs so much money to live, to do basic electricity, power, and petrol. Everything costs so much money, and a basic truck driver these days can earn up to $75,000 as a base wage.
Yep.
Now, why wouldn't you work as a truck driver instead of putting your hard-earned risk on the line and run a business?
Yep.
You just wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you that in this country, and I don't mean this as a criticism, and I hear this a lot from businesses, is that to employ high-quality people is becoming more difficult, and one of the reasons is what Frank just said, that people can get, whether you call 75 grand a lot of money or not, it's a reasonable income, by doing a lot of different things. When we, business owners, are asking people to put a lot more effort in, as distinct from turn up to work, do a job fairly well and get paid the salary before you leave. But the stated fact, so I'm not going to disagree with Frank, the stated fact doesn't change the problem. It actually emphasises the problem.
Yep.
Now I'm left with this problem. So I've now got an employee who could go and earn 75 grand somewhere else. So it becomes harder for me to recruit quality people. So I'll come straight back to say, the fact doesn't change my argument. It actually supports my argument to say, now I want real quality people working for me because of the business why. Because, you know, like, if I want someone to work with me, I have to be so clear on, I believe that every single person in their career has got to enjoy it and they've got to be successful. I absolutely believe that. And yep. You've got to be turned on by that. Mm. Otherwise, you will go and earn 75 grand somewhere else, whatever, to work with someone else, because why wouldn't you? So I'll come back and say, well, Alan's got to be really good at this. But come back to sport again. Luke Beveridge found a way to turn a football club that hadn't won a premiership for decades with essentially the same group of people in what? 2 years. Mm. How did he do that? Mm. Tell me that's not intangible. Of course it's intangible.
Yeah.
It wasn't he didn't get more exercise equipment. So Frank's right. That business is left with the problem that I'm trying to get through here. It's very, very difficult. But you've got to stick at it in terms of these discussions to what does this look like.
Alan Rodway is with us, yourcoachonline.com.au. We'll come back and wrap up a few other points right after the break. Your calls as well, 9429 1116. Alan Rodway, always with us on a Sunday, yourcoachonline.com.au. Make sure you check him out for business. It's all about the why. We just got one SMS that's come through. The skills I learnt running my own business for 20 years has led me to a paid job of over 120K a year. Nice to learn. Very hard to make that working for yourself, working 7 days a week with all the stress. No super. Yep. No holiday pay, no sick pay, and varied income.
Yeah, that is a brilliant text, brilliant. And it's so typical of so many people as to why would you do it? Like, why would you run your own business if you're earning less than, you know, don't get offended, less than 100 grand, whatever, and cop all of that? If you're going to own and run your own business, you really need to be very clear on what the income is that is worth it for you to cop all that stresses and strains. That's such a typical story in Australia now. I wouldn't do it. You'd have to be very clear on what the income is.
Yeah, exactly right. Points to finish?
Yeah, a couple of finish off on this. How swiftly does your business deal with a customer? We can't afford to let people hang around longer than they want to now, and there's an immediacy about the expectation of a customer. If I send a question through or I make a phone call, I actually want an answer really quickly today. And if they go away, they could leave you forever. Are you dealing with customers via the medium that they want to? And people are different. Some are happy to deal even via SMS now. A lot of businesses are using that. Mm. Medical practitioners are using it, real estate and so on, or phone, or face-to-face, email. Is it, you know, via the internet, whatever? Are you using the media that people prefer? An old one, obviously, is how well are you dealing with complaints from customers? I had a business, I don't know, a few weeks ago, didn't do the job all that well for me. And they said, look, you know, if you're not happy with the job, then give us a call. So I did. I was actually curious. So I did. And they said, gee, we're sorry. Well, that was really helpful. Sorry, that's terrific. Well, that didn't exactly lead me back to use them again, nor get me to recommend them. So there's some points in there as well. You've got to remedy any sort of problems that you come up with a bit better than that, I would think.
Absolutely. Good little topic. And people can view this.
They can. Yep. It's up on Your Coach Online.
Great stuff. And yourcoachonline.com.au, of course. So have a look and all the else stuff up there. And, of course, always happy to come out and talk to your business and give any tips or advice. Anything else on for the weekend, Al? Just going to cruise into the remainder of your Sunday?
Yeah, cruise the remainder. I'm back full on into it this week, BP.
As most are, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
9th of January. Most will be back on deck.
Yeah, watch the traffic.
I reckon it's already been bad enough without the extra crack. It's all the I think the tull has been closed in certain parts, hasn't they?
Yeah.
They take advantage at this time of the year when there's probably less cars on the road to try and do a bit of roadworks. Yeah. But the diversions
really testing time for business.
Yep.
Going back this, what's the feeling that people will have? We talked about this a month ago. What's the feeling people are going to have going back to work this week after a couple of weeks holiday or whatever it's been? What's the feeling you get? And if it's not a good one, that's actually telling you something. That's not fairyland, that's reality. You really need to think about that. What did you say off air before? That if it's not hard, it's not work if you're really enjoying what you're doing. Mm. You know, I've said so many times, David Parkin says he's never been to work.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we've got to aspire to.
That's the objective, no doubt. Good on you, Al. Thank you.
Thanks, BP.
Alan Rodway.